RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
No balls and bowls this morning, just lots of sports news. And Pádraig Lodge. Morning, Pádraig.
Good morning, Gavin. Yes, the bowls are put away now till the hurling qualifier draws later on in the year, but the focus very much this morning on that breakaway European Super League project, which appears to be in tatters after the six English Premier League clubs involved quit 48 hours after agreeing to join Italian and Spanish teams in the new elite competition. Manchester City were the first to back out of the venture, and then one by one, Arsenal, Manchester United, Tottenham, Liverpool and Chelsea announced they were following suit. The Super League issued a statement which suggested they may be suspended their project but stopped short of abandoning it altogether. They said, given the current circumstances, we will reconsider the most appropriate steps to reshape the project. On Sky Television last night, pundit Graham Souness said the divisions caused by the plan will not be easily mended.
The supporters will not forgive the people who decided to go for this idea. They will not forgive them because they're thinking, you know, they come on, they talk a good game, they tell us how much they love their football clubs, how much they're behind it, and they're here for the long term, and they've been shown to be people that would take the quick money, you know, that they would sell their soul, basically. They were going to sell the souls of our major football institutions. They go beyond football clubs. They mean so much to so many people. They were selling institutions for a quick, you know, a few bob, quick money. And our supporters will not forgive them. We're not America. And I don't know how these clubs will manage to get back on side. I think that's just the tip of the iceberg. I think you see a lot more people that have to resign from the positions.
That's Graham Souness. Danny Mandrow scored a 95th minute goal for Shamrock Rovers to give them a 1-0 win away to Drogheda United last night. The victory ensures the Hoops remain top of the League of Ireland Premier Division. Also with the same number of points are Sligo Rovers, who beat Bohemians 3-1 at Dalymount Park, and St Patrick's Athletic, who defeated Waterford 1-0 at Richmond Park, thanks to a goal from Leaving Cert student Dara Burns. Longford Town versus Finn Harps finished 0-0, and there was a 1-1 draw at the Brandywell between Derry City and Dundalk. Derry remained bottom of the table. In England, Chelsea shared a goalless draw with Brighton at Stamford Bridge to climb into the Champions League places in the Premier League. Belfast's Mark Allen cruised into the second round of the World Snooker Championship with a 10-2 win over China's Liu Haiyichan. Having led 7-2 going into the evening session, Allen won three more frames in a row to ease to victory and set up a clash with either Mark Selby or Curt Mafflin. Ulster champions Cavan will begin their defence of their provincial title with a quarter-final away to Tyrone. The other quarter-finals are Monaghan against Fermanagh, Armagh versus Antrim, and Derry taking on the winner of the preliminary round game between Down and Donegal. The championship will begin at the end of June. Dan Martin finished third on the second stage of the Tour of the Alps. Simon Yates took the stage win to seize the overall race lead. Martin is now third in general classification, 1 minute and 4 seconds behind Yates. There was disappointment at the national team trials in Abbottstown for both Brendan Hyland in the 200 metres butterfly and Jack McMillan in the 200 metres freestyle. Both won their semi-finals but were marginally outside the Olympic qualifying standard. They'll now hope to go quicker in the final tonight. In rugby, the RFU has given its backing to England head coach Eddie Jones following the team's fifth place finish in the Six Nations Championship. A series of recommendations were made to improve performance, including the introduction of enhanced sports psychology for players and coaches. Confirmation from trainer Paul Nicholls that after discussions with the owners of Clan des Obos, he's decided to supplement the dual King George winner for the Punchestown Gold Cup next Wednesday. And in golf, Seamus Power has been forced to withdraw from this weekend's New Orleans Classic after contracting COVID-19.